Well, welcome back to the Word for Life radio ministry at Brookside Baptist Church. And you may be on your way to work, you may be sitting in your living room with a cup of coffee, or you may be scurrying around trying to get your family ready to go to work, go to school. I'm not sure what you're doing this morning, but whatever it is, I trust that you'll just listen while you're working or while you're driving to what God is doing in the lives of two young men who grew up in a Christian home, who had a great mom and dad, who loved God and taught them to love God themselves. And now they have the opportunity to kind of take what they've learned and put it into shoe leather. Talking to Mark and Mike Herbster, they are identical twins, brothers who are speaking for us at Brookside. And what a joy it is just to be able to have them share what their home was like, what it was like growing up, developing a heart for God. And I was mentioning at the end of our last broadcast that I'd like for you guys to just kind of share with us how the Lord strengthened your faith, whether it be at home or in your church or maybe even at college, how the Lord worked on your faith to get you to the point that when he called you into evangelism, which is a scary thing in the first place, how you were ready to say yes.
Well, I believe faith has to be built upon a strong foundation. And obviously, getting saved at an early age and then being grounded and rooted in proper biblical teaching through a godly home. By the time we were teenagers, I believe the Lord had already strengthened our faith in a way that was really pretty unflappable, unshakable, to God's glory, by his grace. And God was already directing and leading us into a preaching-type ministry. The ministry, of course, any ministry, whether it's pastoral or missions or some other type of ministry like our ministry of traveling and preaching in different churches as an evangelist, all of these ministries really are a ministry of faith because we are dependent upon the love and kindness of God's people. And our income really is an income of faith. We don't know what the income will be. And so it's a life of faith. It's a ministry of faith because we know God is the one that does the work. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And we have not seen God at any time. And yet, we have seen the evidence of God in our lives through his creation, through his power of salvation. And so, the more you get to know God, the greater dependence you have on him, the greater trust and resting in him. And we came to a point in our lives where really, it's not one of those things you wake up every day and say, okay, today I'm going to trust by faith that God will provide. It's just that we have seen him provide so much in our lives through his grace and his power and his provision that how could we ever doubt him?
Right, right.
How could we ever go our own way? And you know, the scripture says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. I think there's our problem. We trust in the Lord with a portion of our heart.
Right.
With all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. And all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. And I trust that our life to the end will be a life of faith. You know, you read through Hebrews chapter 11, which we've all read through, and what a wonderful study of people who didn't always have great, positive, successful stories. They had trouble. They had trials. They had difficulties. And yet they were like solid pillars. They were unshakable. They were steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And I hope that my life would be a life of faith. Faithful to God for what he has done for me.
Right.
Romans 10:17 comes to mind. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Our faith is built on the promises of God. And whatever you do, just continue to feed yourself the truth of God's word, and it will strengthen your faith. You have the surety that you can walk with God, know God better, trust God, that he will be your strength and help when you trust his promises. And as a kid growing up, we had many opportunities to hear the word of God. Obviously, in the home, that's very, very important, but you need to be in a good Bible preaching church where you can hear the word of God taught, where you can study it with other believers, where the promises of God are being promoted in your life. And when you trust in those promises, and we could all think of numbers of promises, specific promises of God's word that can help guide and direct our life, then you can walk by faith and not by sight. If you walk by sight in the world in which we live, you're going to be desperately disappointed.
Right.
Walk by faith in the knowledge of God and what you know about your God, then you can have that confidence in him and him alone.
And as you learn his word, you are able to say, okay, God said this, not exactly sure how he's going to do it, but I'm just going to step out and believe him. I am reminded of the Lord working in our lives when we went to Albany, Georgia to start a church. And we had a 15-month-old and a 1-month-old. And I had no clue how to start a church. I didn't know you're supposed to go out and get support. And so I didn't write any letters. I didn't have any supporting churches. We just moved to Albany, and I started knocking on doors. And I just said, Lord, we're going to have to see you work in an awesome way. We claimed Psalm 37 and verse 25 that says, I have been young, and now I am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And Ruth and I claimed that verse, and we said, now, David said, I've been young, and now I'm old, and I've never seen God forsake his kids as long as they're righteous. And so we just said, Lord, we don't know how to do this. We have no clue. I'd never been a pastor before. I hadn't trained to be a pastor. I thought I was going to be an associate pastor, youth pastor the rest of my life. And all of a sudden, God beats me in the head and says, okay, now we're changing. And scared the stew out of me. But what a wonderful experience it was just to watch the Lord pull together a church in just a very few months.
Yeah, the Bible says in Psalm 84:11, no good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly.
Right.
And, you know, I think your testimony and really the testimony of many people in the ministry is, you know, we don't know what God's going to do, but we know he's always going to be good. We know he's always going to provide. We know he's going to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think.
Right.
You know, and testimony of those of us in the ministry who maybe step out by faith and we don't know where we're going to minister necessarily each year or each week, especially in the early years. You're wondering, will your schedule be full of places to go and minister? You just watch how the Lord provides the right connections with people. You watch how the Lord provides your finances. You watch how the Lord provides a wonderful response to the Word of God.
Right.
And I think the other thing that growing up we saw is just the different opportunities that God gave us, being in the pastor's home, watching how God provided for our church, watching God answer prayer for our missionaries, and watching God answer prayer, frankly, for our own personal lives. We got to the point where I believe we could step out by faith knowing full well, like you said, God's not going to leave us alone.
Right.
He will take care of his people.
And the surest way to decrease your faith, if you will, is to get your focus off of what God wants our focus to be on, and that is him and his word. When we put our attention and focus on that of the world, the Bible clearly tells us that will actually destroy our faith. That does not mean we'll lose our salvation. It just means that it will cause us to have more of a confidence in the things of this world than in our confidence, which ought to be in God. And let's face it, people are living for the things of this life. And if you truly have faith, you trust and you know that really life is not about the temporal, life is about the eternal. It's not about the here and now, it's about how can I lay up treasures in heaven? How can I impact for the gospel's sake and for the sake of his word? And so in our lives, we just are so thankful that the Lord has led us into a ministry of faith. We are evangelists. We travel by faith. We don't know week to week what the Lord's going to provide for us.
Sure.
But we've been able to see throughout the just over 10 years that we've traveled in evangelism, see how God takes care of us as we follow his path. And no matter what path of life we take, whatever path God has is the best path to take. He says, thou wilt show me the path of life, in thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Your life of faith will differ from my life of faith.
Sure will, yeah.
And God has a perfect and good and acceptable path for each of our life. If you walk it trusting God, you walk it trusting his promises, he'll provide, he'll protect, he'll prepare the way for you. And that's the road that we've been privileged to see. It doesn't mean we're perfect. We all struggle. We all have times where we need to confess and forsake and get back walking with God. But we need to all have that priority of building and growing our faith.
Yeah, we don't want any of the listeners to ever think that we don't ever struggle with doubting. All three of us, I'm sure, would admit that there are times where we wondered, boy, how is God going to come through on this one?
Right.
And if you're out there today and you're thinking, man, I just can't have that kind of dependence. I can't have that kind of faith. I want to encourage you. There are times in all of our lives where we've felt that depression or despondence, but we want you to be encouraged to get back to the truth. Don't ever forsake the truth.
The truth is the word of God, isn't it?
That's right.
I'll never forget when I resigned a ministry to keep it from splitting, and I knew that wasn't what God wanted for that church. The next morning, I woke up, and the first thought that came to my mind is, wow, I don't have a job. I don't have any health insurance. I have no clue what I'm going to be doing. And Lord, what in the world? And we went into a little store, and there was a sign that was for sale, and Ruth and I both looked at that and said, oh my, we are getting that. This is what the plaque said. Faith is not believing that God can, but it is knowing that He will. And, you know, we were claiming some promises of the Lord, and boy, we just stood there and wept.
Yeah.
It's not believing that God can, but it's knowing that He will. And once we were settled in that, then a peace came, because it's Jehovah Shalom.
Right.
God is our peace. And at that point, we sold our house, and we're moving out. We have no place to go. And so we rented a 53-foot trailer, like a semi-trailer truck. We loaded everything into that trailer and had no clue where we were going to live, where we were going to go. And while I was standing in the driveway loading that trailer, my phone rang. And a man said, I want you to pray about becoming the president of our Christian college.
Wow.
And that was the next step that God has for us. It wasn't knowing that He could, but it was knowing that He would. And what a blessed life it has been. And that's what you guys are describing.
Right.
Absolutely. And that is a tremendous story, Pastor, to hear that you've shared with us today. And that is, you could only make those steps of faith because you knew who God was. You knew that you had an all-powerful, all-knowing, ever-present God, and He hadn't left you alone. And sometimes we get this idea that we're all alone, that nobody sees, but God always sees, God always knows. And when you have that confidence, you can walk that road of faith every single day.
I think if He made us and He controls the earth, puts it on its tilt and keeps it in orbit, I don't think He's ever going to make a mistake in our life. He's leading and He's guiding. The Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And I just want to remind all of us and the listeners, really, faith is mostly about the object of the faith.
Yes.
Not about us. Because the more you think about yourself, the less faith you'll have. But the more you think about God and how great He is and how knowledgeable He is and how perfect He is, the greater your faith will grow. And how can we doubt Him? How can we ever say He's not going to come through? He will come through.
And when we do that, then we finally are ready to pray, because we then understand to whom we are praying.
That's right.
And if you're listening to us this morning, spend time with the Lord in prayer, remembering who He is. As a result of that, what He can do, because it is no secret what God can do, what He's done for others, He'll do for you. With that, we bring our broadcast to a close, and I trust that God will give you a tremendous day of trusting Him. Have a wonderful, godly day.